everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Frank Kramer's here.
Good times. The Kings are kicking ass.
Yeah, 4-1. Los Angeles Kings over the St. Louis Blues. We're in the second period. About 5 minutes left in the second period. 4-1 Kings. Going very, very well. Look at that. And the Kings are going to have a power play here in a second as soon as the St. Louis Blues touch that puck. Yeah, penalty on St. Louis, man. Power play. Here we go. All right, I have a list here in front of me. We could take some calls and have Frank Kramer see if he can, how many he can correctly identify here. But there were 10 different websites that participated in this, and they all have to do with travel and social websites and stuff like that. And they've determined the 10 horniest countries in the world.
All right.
The 10 horniest countries in the world. If you'd like to chime in here and take a shot at this, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right.
I got number one.
You got? You think you got number one?
Japan.
Oh, let's see.
There's
here.
Some sick freaks in Japan.
All right. Japan is not on the list.
What?
Can you believe that?
I don't believe that at all.
Japan is not on the list.
Don't they have vending machines that dispense dirty underwear? You're horny to buy that.
Yeah, and they also have a lot of the fake sex dolls come out of Japan as well. And the robots.
Yeah, the sex robots.
Yeah, there's some horny guys there, man.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Can you believe that? In the top 10, not on the list. I'll tell you what is on the list. And I'll give you number.
How many are there?
Number 10. There's 10 of them.
In order of all the countries in the world? Oh,
yeah.
10.
There's 10 of them, the top 10. And here is number 10. I'll give you 10, then we'll go with the top 9. See if you can guess it. You want to call us up and give it your best shot. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Number 10, our friends to the south, ladies and gentlemen, Mexico.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes
Mexico,
sense.
Number 10.
Yep.
Some horny guys in Mexico, man. And they're
some fertile women.
Number 10, man. Look at that. You know the United States is not in the top 10?
I'm disappointed.
We're not in the top 10 of anything anymore.
We're just too fat to F.
Like,
we're too fat to get horny now.
I know.
It's like we know we can't F, so we just don't get horny.
I mean, when education comes out, or the best sex clubs, or the best economy, or the best environment, the United States used to be number 1 or 2, 3, 4 in the world and everything. Now we're like 50th in a lot of crap. All right, the top 10 horniest countries in the world, and we discovered that number 10 is Mexico. So congratulations. Maybe some of the Mexicans, because there are some up in Los Angeles, maybe they brought some of their horniness up here to share with everybody.
I'm going to guess Germany. German porn? You watched it?
Germany.
There's some sick freaks.
Not there.
What?
It's not there. Look
what
at you.
Associate horny
0-2.
Sick, though.
Let's talk to, how about Michael on line 2? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, what do you guess?
Turkey.
All right, let's look for Turkey here. Turkey in the top 10? Not there, dude.
Oh.
Sorry, man. Bad vibes.
All right, you guys have a good night.
All right, you too, dude. Look at that. Mexico is number 10. And I'll tell you, there's a country in 2 in Europe, 3 in Europe, 4 in Europe, Middle East, South America, and I can't give you any more than that. But that's where they all are. Well, let's talk to Chief on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Jimmy, good boy.
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm coming to the game right now. My buddy gave me a ticket, and I'm late to the game, but I want to meet you guys. Where are you?
Where's your ticket?
Let me see. Hold on 1 second. It's,
Hey, Bubba, what? You can't use the old S word. When you get here, we're going to put you on hold. No, when you get here, we're in a suite up here, and just stay till after the game, and then once it clears out, you know, like, just stand, like, down in the seats, and Randy will come down and get you.
All right.
Good
Hey, okay, Horniest Country. You know, Horniest Country, I think Russia. I think Russia.
Russia number three.
Yeah.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah.
All right, Russia's number three. All right, thanks for calling, man. There goes the chief,
dude. They'll zap anybody.
Yeah, look at that. Russia's number three.
The Russian bride.
Mexico number 10. And we're looking for eight more. How about Evan on line eight? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, dude.
How about Austria?
Austria?
Why would you say that?
I think Austria is not there. Sorry, dude.
Is it a country anymore?
I don't know.
I don't even think it's a country.
So stupid. I thought that was Yugoslavia. But I think Austria is still a country, aren't they? I think Yugoslavia is now like three or four different countries. That's it. It's so great. Americans are so dumb. It's like, hey, is Japan a country still? What about China? China country? Oh, another fight.
China's an ocean.
All right, Los Angeles Kings, again, winning 4-1 here at the Staples Center. Come on down if you can. A huge crowd here and enjoying themselves. Up by three goals with a little less than 2 minutes left in the second period. All right, let's talk to Dave on line two. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, buddy?
All right, what do you got?
I got you with Brazil.
Brazil. Number two.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm screaming.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Nice.
All right, thanks for calling, my brother. Look at that, number two. So far we've got Mexico, number 10, Russia, number three, and Brazil, number two. I never thought that Russia would be number three. I thought it was either freezing there or people are just completely drunk.
So you're drunk and you're cold, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess that. But, you know, I also looked up the top 10 strip bars in the world, and Russia has one of them. I think the United States has like two or three of them. One of them is the Hustler Club in New York. Another one is Spearmint Rhino, I think, in Vegas.
Yes,
have you been to that one?
Yes, I have.
Is that unbelievable?
It's great.
Huge?
It is a big place.
Good lap dances?
Great lap dances.
We were there on that bachelor
party.
Talking
about Heidi's case. I'm like, what can I mention? Okay, I can't mention that.
Was it a bachelor party or just went for fun?
Bachelor party.
Yeah. I went to a bachelor party at a different strip club in Vegas, and we were gonna, you know, after the strip club, we were gonna go out and grab something to eat.
Into the Australians Down Under show.
Yeah, right, exactly. And one of my either that or Chippendales, I remember what it was. But one of my friends fell in love. He got drunk and fell in love with the strippers, and stayed at Spearmint Rhino all night long. Or not Spearmint Rhino, but another club, and it was there all night long. And literally, when he got back to the room, he said, "Dude." He goes, "I spent $3,000 on her." And this guy doesn't make a lot of money.
So he thought that she, when her shift was done, she was going to get in his car and they'd drive off into the sun.
Exactly. Yeah.
In sunrise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. $3,000 on a stripper. Nothing.
Did she call him?
No, never called him.
Card? Nothing? Nope.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You got stiff arm. Let's talk to Jeff on line three. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
All right. The top 10 horniest countries in the world.
I have to say England. And the reason I'm saying that is the last company I worked for, the English branch had 80% of the internet use was on porn sites. So I'm saying England.
Well, they might be home hitting that old Stickerino, but they're not out banging around, so that is indeed wrong. Sorry, dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
No, not in the top 10. Not there. How about Thomas on line 4? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up with you?
All right. I want to say Spain.
Spain, number 8. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
We're knocking
very
this
sexy
list off. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Look at that, number 8. So we got Mexico, Spain, Russia, and Brazil. France is not there.
What?
Can you believe that?
My homeland.
Not up there. Are you French?
Yes, I know
you.
Are French.
You, is that right?
Did you spell me?
I didn't know that. I did not know that. All right, let's talk to Carlos on line 8. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I was going to guess Brazil, but I guess that's number 2, right? Yeah, I'm going to guess
that, genius.
Hey, hold on a sec. Hey, Randy, center ice in the middle of the ice rink. No, bye. Look at the middle of the ice rink. Okay, yeah, Gina's down there, and she's calling a tricycle race. And I'm trying to point to Randy, the middle of the ice, and he has been to so few hockey games that he couldn't
Pip in the middle.
Find the middle of the ice rink with his eyes.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
There it is. It's up on the big Jumbotron there. 97.1 FM Talk. Here's Gina Grad. Let's see if we can pick any of this up.
She's trying.
All
so
right.
Poor Gina.
Hey, how are you? So nice to see you. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and go.
Oh, man.
Oh, look how fast.
Now she's not just annoying people on the air. She's annoying people at Staples Center. Oh, Christ almighty.
That voice.
How annoying is she with that voice? That high voice.
You know she's going to hear this eventually.
Oh, who cares?
Did they ask her to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, to talk the whole time?
I don't
know. Just say go.
She's the biggest celebrity the Kings could get.
Why don't they take that mic out of her hand?
Yeah, get it away from her.
Look at that.
I can't understand what she's saying.
It's a tricycle race between three lunatics wearing helmets on tricycles. Here we go. Oh, Bubba. All right.
What happened to cheerleaders?
I don't know. All right, let's... there you go. Gina Grad. She's like a real... it's like a natural ringleader. She looks good on camera. Look at that on Jumbotron. Hey, Gina Grad, everybody. Nobody applauding. Look at it. Nobody has any idea who she is. Nobody. Nobody. Oh, Bubba. All right. Thank you very much. All right. There she goes. Gina Grad. Not only annoying people on the air, but now at the Staples Center.
So
voice.
When she gets back up here, Tim, how are we going
to I don't know. Break it
this?
To her?
Do we tell her?
Yeah.
We tell her how
why are you screaming at everybody? Jesus Christ. Where is she? All right, let's continue with phone calls here until she gets back.
Whatever happened.
I bet she did in her apartment last night.
She was watching the rats run around and calling the race.
She's going to hate us.
I know. I'm sorry.
Vera on line 3, the top horniest countries in the world. What do you got?
Would Bulgaria be one of the countries?
Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Wrong, not there. Thank
you
for calling.
From Bulgaria?
Yeah.
She's horny and she's from Bulgaria, Tim. You just passed that right up. What's wrong with you?
For a guy named Haney. Haney on line 6. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, you guys. What's up?
Hey.
Okay, you said something in the Middle East. I'm going to guess Morocco.
Morocco?
Yeah.
No, it's not there, dude.
Not on the list.
No, sorry, man. All right, man, I can't believe nobody's getting these things.
Israel.
Israel's not there either. Yeah, strange as it may seem. Let's talk to Jason on line 8. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you got?
I got one that's kind of, to me, is obvious. I would say the Netherlands, where Amsterdam is located.
Nope. Not there. Not on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's all tourists who are horny who go there.
Yeah, from other countries.
If you're there, you don't do it.
That's exactly right, dude. You should have written this.
I haven't guessed one right yet.
I know, but you have your eye on why the Netherlands didn't get it, you know?
Yeah, if you can do it, you don't want to do it.
Hey, Ivan, on line 1, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, how about Nick on line 2? You're on the air.
Bobby.
Hey, dude.
What's up, Tim? You're a big stud.
Thank you, sir. What do you got?
All right, I need help with my Christmas gift, so I'm hoping to win a prize here with Australia.
Australia's not there either.
Oh.
And these are major countries. These are major-ass countries, and it's not there.
Hey,
sorry.
You got any prizes anyway?
No.
Ah, too bad. Thanks,
Merry Christmas. Austin.
Are there any African countries?
No.
I figured Africa would be horny.
No. There are no African countries on this list. Isn't that wild?
That is.
Let's talk to Austin on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Tim? Frank Army.
What up, man?
Hey, I got number 1 and I got a bunch of the other ones, too. But number 1, I believe, is Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
Not there. Sorry, dude.
Not in the top 10?
Nope. I like how confident you were, but you're completely wrong.
Have you ever been with a Swedish girl, Tim?
No. You?
Yes.
Pretty good?
Incredible. And you know who you are.
Is she listening?
She loves your show.
Was she out here, Swedish girl out here?
She called for you, but I took the call.
Was she out here?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Is she as tall as you?
Taller.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. I've never been with a chick taller than me.
Really?
I've never been with a chick as tall as I was. I think the tallest chick I've ever been with is about 5'8".
Just not attracted to looking up?
No, I just, you know, those chicks don't want to look down. In a couple different ways. All right, we got to take a break here. We come back at the end of the top 10 list of the horniest countries in the world. And so far, the callers, along with Frank Kramer, have guessed correctly with Mexico, Spain, Russia, and Brazil. What's left? 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Frank Kramer is with us. We're live at the Staples Center watching the Kings take on the St. Louis Blues. Kings 4, Blues 1 after 2. And in the 10 o'clock hour, I think we're going to have Bob Miller, the announcer of the Los Angeles Kings. And he's always a very, very interesting and funny guest. So stay tuned here to 97.1 FM Talk. All righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by Frank Kramer here. We're live at the Staples Center watching the Los Angeles Kings take on the St. Louis Blues. L.A. Kings 4, St. Louis Blues 1. And we have about 9 minutes left or so until the third period starts, or 3 minutes left until the third period starts. And then after the third period, we'll be joined by Bob Miller and maybe Jimmy Fox, the two great sports Kings announcers here at the Staples Center. Hey, so real quickly, when Gina Grad, who's back with us, is your mic on there?
Me?
No, it's not on there.
Hello, hello.
Just all right, well, Gina Grad, who is with us, she was down, there she is. She was down on the ice doing the tricycle race, and you were standing there very calmly in front of like 15,000 people.
Yeah, that kind of stuff doesn't freak me out.
You're at the center ice by yourself with a microphone.
Yeah, and you know, if I ever get nervous, all I have to do is remember how supportive you guys are probably being, and I immediately go calm. And because I know it's nothing but love, and I was feeling this love radiate from up here, and I thought, you know what, there's nothing to be nervous about. Tim and Frank have my back.
Oh, boy.
That's so great. So, Frank and I were ripping her because she was so loud and annoying.
You already told her?
Yeah, well, we said, well, I didn't tell her. This
who's
a-hole,
older?
Randy. Yeah, Randy's like a little bitch.
Why would you tell her?
Once she got back, I had nothing else to say to her.
Yeah. Randy,
what'd you say?
Not, you did a good job.
I whispered to her that you two ripped on.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Yeah.
And even the gentleman that walked me up here, he said, so, you know, what do you think Tim said about you? I was like, trust me, it wasn't pretty. You don't know these guys. Yeah. I tried. Hey, what are you going to do? They said they'd like to have me back. I might be, you know, hosting some, halftime
there you
game?
Go. Hey, but listen, you were very calm.
Yeah.
For, I think that's the first time you've ever done that, right?
Yeah.
In front of 15,000 people, that's remarkable.
Thank you very much. Did I look cute? Because I put...
You look great.
I wanted to make a joke about how I should have ordered that jersey after my lap band surgery, but there was no time for stand-up.
The audience
you did
loved
look
you,
good,
too.
Thank you.
Jumbotron looks good on you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
A caller said that not only is she annoying the listeners, but also the people at the Staples Center.
Oh.
I love that call.
Oh.
How dare that caller.
FM. He's probably my MySpace friend. They're all so two-faced.
And then as soon as she gets back here, Randy's like, oh, you're not going to believe it.
No, he just said very matter-of-factly, they were ripping on you. I was like, shocking.
Randy, I can't trust you anymore, dude.
Well, it didn't seem like you had the crowd with you.
It didn't? Well, you know, I was it me or was it the fact that it was a tricycle race?
Well,
I mean, I tried my best.
I'm with you. Let's blame the tricycles.
I mean, maybe if I got sumo hockey like Paul Bryan did last week, I would have been able to get him on their feet.
Yes.
But it was fun.
Now, there's the debate. Would you rather have tricycle race or sumo hockey?
970-323.
Let's.
What the hell's the number?
520.
How long have you worked here?
323.
I fell and hit my head on the ice. You just didn't see.
All right, let's join. Let's have Gina. Gina, join us here and see if you can guess one of these. The horniest countries in the world.
Oh.
Mexico is off the list. It's already taken. That's number 10. Spain is number 8. Russia, number 3. Brazil, number 2.
Oh, not number 1?
No.
It's so hot there.
The horniest countries in the world. You get 2 guesses.
All right. They might be a little off the wall, but I have my reasons. Armenia.
Armenia. 2 off the wall.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that because of David Mosseekin with the Commerce Casino?
How did you guess? That's exactly why I asked that.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go with a Spanish-speaking country. I'm going to go with...
What's the most obvious Spanish-speaking country?
Spain.
That's already taken.
Okay, but that's not my guess. You know what? No, let's... You know what? I'm gonna go with my people. I'm going to say Israel.
Israel.
There's some hot and horny
not
people
there.
I guessed it.
Did you?
No.
Yeah. Just for you.
Thank you very much.
Not there. Okay.
And I don't know.
All right, let's take some more phone calls here. Chris on line 2. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up with you?
I'm going to go with Colombia.
Colombia's not there either.
Oh, man.
These are some major countries, folks, that you guys are blowing through here. Tommy on line 3. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know what? I got the answer. It's England.
It's not England. England was already said. Get off the phone! You know what? We had the other night, we had, and this is just going to take a second here, but we had Scott Mason on the show with us.
I'm sorry.
Right? The West Coast head engineer for CBS. And you know what he's told us?
What?
He said, you know, the reason why you say 97.1 FM Talk before the break, after the break, and when the call is called, it's for when people write it in the diary.
Yeah.
He says, there are no diaries anymore. So we really legitimately don't have a reason to say it anymore, right?
We don't need to have an identity.
Yeah, you don't have to say it anymore.
Our content speaks for itself.
Isn't that going to save us and the listeners a lot of headache?
Yeah, let's just skip it.
Yeah, skip it. Yeah, we're on K-Big. How about that? All right, let's talk to Mark on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, Mark.
So, I got the right answer. I believe it's Austria.
It's not Austria. That's already said.
We don't even know that's a country.
Yeah, we're still contemplating whether it's still on Earth. Henry on line 5. You're on the air.
India.
It's not India, dude.
Well, they got a billion people. You got to be hard.
Yeah, with all those hot Bollywood films.
Rick on line 6. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say Ireland. These people drink all
day. It's not Ireland. Get off the phone. Ed, on line 7, you're on the air.
It's Italy.
Italy is one of them. Congratulations.
Hey.
What do I win?
Yeah, you win nothing, but you get the satisfaction of getting Italy right.
I love it. All right, thanks so much,
thanks,
guys.
Dude. All right, so far we have Mexico, Spain, Italy, Russia, and Brazil.
Either very hot or very cold.
Yes. Johnny, on line 8, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what do you got?
I got Germany.
Germany's not on there either.
Yep. Oh, wow.
If these people were listening for more than 5 minutes, we went through all these countries. We went through Germany, Israel twice, and England twice.
Point.
All right, let's talk to Jesse on line 1. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, I'm doing excellent.
Hey, just to give you a hint, is Central America on there?
There are countries from Central America. No, yes. Okay.
All right, I got it.
I'm sorry. No, they're not.
They're not. Okay, here it is. South America is going to be Argentina.
No, it's not on there. All the South American countries are already taken. Brazil was taken, and that was it. That's the only one that comes out of South America. Is that on?
Well, it's the biggest country.
Yeah, but I thought for sure that, like, Chile would have been on there, huh?
Horny and chilly. You are a kinky son of a bitch.
Never the twain shall meet.
Yeah, Joey on line 2. You're on the air.
What's up, Frank, Army, and Timmy?
Hey, dude.
What's going on, Valley Boys? Hey, I wanted to say Holland.
No, it's not Holland. Get off the air. What's wrong with you? All right, so far we got Mexico, Spain, Italy, Russia, and Brazil. There's 5 of them. We need 5 more. What is it?
China.
China's on there.
Hey.
Look at you, Frank. Army,
sir.
Man. Yeah, all right, so we got China, Italy, Spain, Mexico, Brazil, and Russia. And we're still missing the number one.
Hey, Tim, is the number one of those teeny places like Estonia or something, Estan?
No, these are all countries you hear of regularly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a small break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. Frank Framer's here. And
everybody does it.
Have you seen your kid says that?
My daughter says it all the time now. She walks around the house going, Frank Framer's here. I'm like, where the hell is that guy? All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We're at the Staples Center. You're listening to Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad joins us. Frank Framer's with us. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Frank Framer from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show joins us. Always nice to see you, dude.
I can't stop chowing these nuts. Get them out of my face.
And you can hear him at 10 a.m. every single morning on this station, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And who knows what happens next year, you know?
Who knows?
Maybe you go 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Maybe you guys take over the whole day.
The whole week.
Yes.
We got Saturdays now.
Is that right? What time?
Yeah. Well, same time.
Yeah, same time. And are you going to do it live occasionally? Or?
I guess that's the plan. They've suckered us in to do a couple of occasionally live. It's going to be the best of the week. I wouldn't say best of because that's really hard to find. So it's segments of the week.
I hate that term,
we've done
too.
And, you know.
I hate that
you're
term.
You're going to hear them again.
Best of. I can't stand that term. You know what I can't also stand is baby daddy.
That's been over years.
I saw a guy, I was on the subway today, riding down here, and a guy gets on and goes, I ain't your baby daddy. I ain't your baby daddy. I'm like, can't you just say baby's daddy or baby's dad? It's the same syllable.
Was he talking to anyone?
Yeah, some chick. I ain't your baby daddy. But it's the same syllables as baby's dad, you know? Baby's dad, three syllables. Baby, daddy. It's actually, they're adding one to baby, daddy.
You got to sound cool
Jesus
when you're
Christ
denying
almighty.
The fatherhood.
Fraternity.
Maker of heaven and earth.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gina Grad over there, who has just come back from center ice and calling a big to-deal between
big
periods.
Tricycle race.
Who ended up winning that race?
The dude in red that totally cheated and tried to pull that other kid off of his trike.
Because you were yelling the entire time.
I didn't know what else to do, Frank.
But what were you doing? I couldn't understand the word.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I had some humdingers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
where were they?
Them.
Did you write any stuff before you went down there?
I wrote down Tour de France.
Oh, you did?
Did you use it? Did you use it?
Yeah, I used it at the end. I was like, oh, I think this guy's ready for the Tour de France. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Randy liked it.
Yeah.
All right, Randy, please. Jesus Christ.
Randy wrote that.
Yes. All right, St. Louis Blues just scored, so it's Kings 4, Blues 2. 4-2, Kings.
Hey, Tim,
yes.
Can I say something really
yes,
fast?
Ma'am.
Frank, I don't know if you remember, because I don't know if you remember your shows after you do them, but I almost peed myself today when Heidi was talking about Papaw.
Yeah?
I just wanted you to know. Did you enjoy that story as well? When, you know, Papaw's not going to make it through the night.
Oh, yeah.
What's
man.
Papaw?
Her father.
Yeah.
She told a story, I'll say the quick version, that she's so mad at her dad right now because he got wasted with the Knights of Columbus and came back and was so sick and so drunk, goes up to their grandson that lives with them, little boy, like wondering what's wrong with Grandpa. He's like, oh, man, I got to tell you something. I don't think Papaw's going to make it through the night. You might want to say goodbye to Papaw right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Papaw's going to die.
I almost peed myself.
Oh, man.
I did, too. I cackled just like Heidi does. Like,
That was hilarious.
Go. Like, that's great.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Did Papaw almost die?
Papaw was just really drunk.
He was so drunk, he thought he was going to die.
I've been like that a million times.
Her dad's an old guy. He's in his 70s.
Is your dad still
but
alive?
He still parties like a
is that
rock
right?
star.
Oh, that's
oh, yeah.
great.
With
good
the Knights
him.
Of Columbus.
Good for him.
Like if he was a rock star in the band Queen. And take oh, wait a minute. What you want to take. I don't know.
All right. So runs in the genes? It's like diarrhea is hereditary. Runs in the genes. All right, folks. Thank you very much. A little Shecky Greens act. A little vaudeville for you.
I didn't know that L.A. had moved to the Borscht Belt.
Tour de France. Tour de France.
Hey!
Yeah, keep going
Tour
face.
De France. All right. Is that an earthquake or the speakers? I hope it's the speakers. All right. This would be a nightmare to be up here.
Hockey fans going over the last call of hot dogs.
Nightmare being up here for an earthquake. All right, hey, by the way, speaking of this area, have you seen the Nokia Center across the street?
First time I've been down here.
Can you believe how tall that Ritz-Carlton is behind it?
It's crazy.
I've never seen anything like that before. It's like I haven't been down here for like 3, 4, 5 months, and all of a sudden, boom, it's there. It's like 40,
enormous.
50 stories.
I mean, the entire place is enormous. When I drove up the first time, it almost dwarfs Staples Center.
Oh, yeah.
How gigantic. My God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that place, remember, used to be a parking lot.
Yeah.
And you'd park your car there in lot like, I don't know, 7 or 8 over there, and or 11 or 12, whatever, and you walked across Chick Hearn Way to the Staples Center, and now there's Nokia Live there, which is a big, huge complex. And then they also have the Ritz-Carlton, and it's not just the regular Ritz-Carlton, it's like the Ritz-Carlton apartments or living quarters.
Yeah. How tall is it? You know?
It's got to be 40 stories, don't you think? I mean, it's unbelievable. But you can. What do you think an apartment in there goes for?
Oh, I have no
it's
got
to be $3 million.
Really, you think in this market?
Oh yeah, don't
somebody
you?
Wouldn't to buy that?
Because the richies aren't really affected by it. This economy only affects guys like me, not like guys like you. All right.
Yeah, I was speaking for you. I said that sucks.
Right. For you, it's kicking ass.
All right, it's still good. No big deal.
All right. All right. The top 10 horniest countries, man. We have 6 of them already down. We need 4 more, including number 1. Zip through these calls real quick. Tyler, on line 1, you're on the air.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. I'm Tim. I mean, I know a few of these. One of them is Switzerland because they got holes in their cheese, and then the other one's Greece.
Okay, you know what? Wait, one of them is what?
Switzerland, because they have holes
Switzerland
in their cheese.
Is one of them. You're exactly right, dude.
Hey.
Excellent. All right, thanks for calling,
they're
man.
They're not...
I couldn't hear the guy.
I can
hear
him.
They have holes in their cheese.
Oh, I see. All right, and folks, do me a favor. When you get on the air, try to act the least
normal.
Retarded you've acted all day. Try to put all your retardation and leave that for the family, friends, and coworkers, and try to act like a normal person for the minute or so that you're on the air.
Now, he also said Greece.
Oh, he did. Oh, Greece is number one.
Oh!
Yes! Number one, man. Now we're looking for... I'll give you one because nobody ever get this. Malaysia.
Huh.
Who would ever get Malaysia, right? And then the last one. There's one more. And it's Middle East. No, it's Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe. It used to be part of the Soviet Union.
Romania.
Close.
No, that was always Romania.
Poland.
Poland?
Poland. Poland. So it goes from 10 to 1. Number 10, Mexico. Number 9, Switzerland. Number 8, Spain. Number 7, Malaysia. Number 6, Italy. 5, Poland. 4, China. 3, Russia. Number 2, Brazil. And the horniest country in the world is Greece.
Yeah.
Have you been to Greece?
I lived in Greece for a short time.
What'd you do there?
I did theater.
That's her apartment.
I did Greece.
Greece. Was everywhere. It's covered in Greece.
Cheap
greasy
shot.
Greasy clothes, greasy cow.
Randy, put taking that off YouTube on our to-do list.
Was it horny as hell?
Yeah, I mean, they're very touchy-feely.
How old were you?
I was 20. They're very touchy-feely people, very grabby, very hands-on. I didn't personally have any relations with the natives. However, I did get a shot for it, because before you go to Greece, you have to get a hepatitis B shot.
You
just
do?
Just in case you have, quote-unquote, relations with the native people.
Really?
Yeah, but they're very touchy, very feely.
They're so confident they give you a shot knowing you're going to F somebody in the country.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
stuff.
They said everybody got it.
And Hep B is rolling around Greece?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But there's
so is B as bad as C?
No. C is real bad.
Yeah,
C is the Pam Anderson one.
So what's B?
It's like half as bad.
Is this above average?
Yes.
And what is
above
A?
Average hepatitis?
There's yeah. A too, right?
There's A, yeah.
But my wife and I were going to go to some stupid island in the Bahamas for our honeymoon, and we went to the consulate and said we'd like to get a passport to go to such and such island, and they said, all right, you need 3 or 4 shots before you go there. I'm like, F you. I'm not going to go to a country where I need shots.
They pull out a bottle of rum.
Yeah.
4 shots.
So we went to we did end up going down to that area, but we went to the Bahamas instead. But that's creepy to have to go to a country and you get shots before.
Well, it's just like, you know, like you can't bring produce back. I actually, when I got back from Israel, I didn't realize I had a backpack full of oranges. And I kept my mouth shut about that because I didn't figure that out until I got home. But they just don't want you mixing, you know, fluids and produces and things. They don't want you bringing stuff to other countries. Because what might not hurt them might hurt us.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
All right.
Like outbreak.
You know, they said that in Hawaii for a while. You know, there were some snakes that Hawaii didn't have, and Hawaii had some bugs that we didn't have.
Yeah.
So when you take your luggage back from Hawaii to the mainland, they check it for pineapples and crap like that. So my dad knew this, but my dad wanted to bring back some pineapples. Did I tell you this story? So he puts the pineapples in the suitcase, and then he takes my brother, who was 5 at the time, he takes a pair of his underwear, he wipes chocolate pudding on it, and then puts it on top of the pineapples. So the guy in customs, or, you know, opens it up, or inspector opens it up and sees this poop-filled, you know, underwear on top of these pineapples, shuts it and pushes it away. And my dad got to bring these pineapples home.
Maybe your dad asked in Heidi's closet.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Put him on the list.
A lot of levels.
It's all open.
He's the usual suspect.
But my uncles always had, you know, they were always going, most of them lived in Detroit, and when you go to Canada, the booze and the cigarettes in Canada were too expensive to buy, so they buy them in Detroit and then take them all over to Canada. And my uncles were always bombed, and they were always getting pulled over at the border, and have, you know, they lose everything. You know, you don't get to keep everything. If you get
right.
if you smuggle anything, they take everything. They say F you, and they fine you. So they actually came up with a perfect solution.
Eso.
Yeah, I haven't even got to the punchline yet. I love that story.
Actually, I think this is the fire alarm.
It's the Kings scoring 5-2, Los Angeles Kings, and that should about wrap it up with only about 10 minutes left in the game. But anyway, so they come over the border. One of my uncles will be driving. The trunk will be filled with booze and cigarettes. You know, like $1,000 worth of crap. And my other uncle would be totally nude, laying down in the back seat. And the customs officer would look in and say, can I have your... Just get out of here. What the hell's wrong with you? We sit in the back seat with a complete Woody. And they're shocked. Get the Christ out of here. What's wrong with you people?
You Conway should write a book.
Thank you very much. All right, it is Los Angeles Kings scoring, and is now 5-2. They haven't put up the score yet. I wonder if they're still looking at it. 5-2, Los Angeles Kings, and there's 7:15 left. Oh, now they're going to look at the goal and see if it actually was a goal or not. Oh, this could be terrible for the Kings.
Splitting hairs.
Yeah,
they're stop eating these freaking nuts.
They haven't put it on the board yet. Oh, that's too bad.
I was surprised when we were up here in the booth at the buffet of nuts and crackers. Or were you expecting maybe
but, you know,
hockey food?
Every like, time we've been here before, there's been sandwiches and wings and hot dogs.
It's a nut night.
Tim and Frank, you know that there's a secret suite of ours.
Oh, that's the other one.
Yeah.
Is that open?
I think we lent it to a sponsor tonight. I could go over and just quote unquote check on them.
I'm
and
looking
say,
at it right now.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Tim?
They're waving at me with hot dogs.
Yeah.
How dare they?
They're spilling chili fries everywhere when they.
I went downstairs to get a kid's hot dog. The kid's hot dogs at the Staples Center are the best ever. The small little hot dogs are beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh.
Great for a kid to have one.
Just give up.
6-2, Los Angeles Kings. What a night!
This is special.
It's unbelievable, man. Los Angeles Kings scored another goal. 6 goals tonight for the Kings. two for the St. Louis Blues. And they are really kicking some major tookas here. All right, folks, we're going to take a break here and hopefully come back with Bob Miller from the Los Angeles Kings. He's always a terrific guest. He's written a book. He's got great stories. And he's always been like one of my idols when I was growing up. I used to watch him do the Kings games at the Great Western Forum. And not only do I have a chance to meet him now, but talk to him on and off the air. And it's a major, major thrill. All right, Frank Kramer is here.
I think I'm going to go raid the other suite for hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah, bring me one if you find
one. I'll take you down there.
Also, Gina Grad is with us here. Randy Wang. The whole group is here. We're in a suite, a filled-to-capacity suite here, with sponsors and guests of KLSX, and really is a terrific night down here. So come on down to Staples Center in the next few weeks and check a game out. They're really doing well. They're kicking ass now. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 if you want to get a hold of us or jump online for Bob Miller. He's sure to be here in about the next 10, 15 minutes. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Frank Kramer. We're live at the Staples Center. 6-2 Kings on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more shows like this at 97.1 FMTalk.com.